Greetings, PopCon. The submission for the PopCon Podcast Awards is from The White Vault, a horror audio drama podcast by Foolin' Scholar Productions. Written by Caitlin Statz, produced by Travis Vengroff, The White Vault's two main creators are based out of Sarasota, Florida, while our international cast comes from multiple countries. Follow the collected records of a repair team sent to Outpost Freestead in the vast white wastes of the Arctic Circle and unravel the mystery of what lies waiting in the ice below. What you are about to hear are a few different segments from our first season, which came out in October 2017. Each section showcases a different element of the show, from the diverse languages spoken by our core cast, to the immersive sound effects that take you from your seat to Outpost Freestead and Svalbard. We've also included the show's introduction and outro. So without further ado, The White Vault.
Several days ago, I came into the full collection of documents and recordings that I will be presenting here. Although many of the recordings and documents are dated, some lack explanation for where they fit into the constructed timeline. Additionally, due to the multiple viewpoints present, I've taken it upon myself to edit and sort documents or recordings into appropriate points in the hope of presenting a fuller picture. This report includes the records of Dr. Rosa Della Torre, Walter Heath, Graeme Kasner, Dr. Karina Schumacher-Weiss, and Jonas Thorninson during an expedition in Svalbard. The White Vault. This recording comes from the phone of Dr. Schumacher-Weiss.
Gedanken, meine Gefühle sagen mir, dass ich niemals aus dieser weißen Einöde komme. Diese Vorahnung gründet nicht in Fakten, sondern eher in einem Bauchgefühl. My thoughts, my feelings tell me that I will never get out of this white wasteland. This premonition isn't based in facts, but in my gut feeling, which tell me that I can never leave this place. I will die here. This I know. But I will fight it.
Following these records, a recording was found from the first day the team exited the bunker at Outpost Freestead after their arrival, on the personal recording of Mr. Heath.
Are you sure you need me out there?
When Kasner goes to get the supplies, I'll need an extra set of hands. Bring that torch.
Karina, are you coming out? I would like a head count.
No, I have more to do inside. The storm is still underway, regardless.
Well, it's less vigorous than it has been for several days, and given the help, I should be able to repair, or at least assess, the transmissions tower.
I am happy to assist.
Everyone ready? I am not opening that door unless we need to.
We're ready, Rosa.
Wait. That kit behind you. Pick it up, if you would.
This?
Yes, thank you.
Now?
Yes. Let's get this over with.
Happy Christmas! It is cold!
The ladder to the tower is on the back side of the bunker. I'm gonna bring in some supplies from the auxiliary supply bunker over there. I'll meet you around back when I'm done. It shouldn't take me long.
Yes! All right, team, let's get this over with. Nothing, just white. Look at it. Anyone have that gun?
Kasner gave it to me for now. Rosa, you take it.
Will do. Now get up there and fix it.
Yes, I'm climbing. These gloves are not conducive to dexterous works.
You will require more dexterous work on the tower than the ladder, Walter.
True. One hill rounded, now to the mountain.
Where should I be?
There, there's a windbreak. Point the torch where I'm looking. I'll need some time to find the problem. Or not.
Did you find the break?
Yes, it's a cut. Clean through. Point the light there.
The resume was very impressive. City Group was lucky you were searching for a position. Were you unhappy at your previous firm?
No, I rather liked my work. I moved to my wife, Molly.
You're married?
Divorced.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Marriage seemed to disagree with me. You seem very keen to it, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I've always wanted a family. My daughters are my joy. Is this enough light?
It'll have to do. I don't suspect the sun is coming up anytime soon.
Not for many weeks, no. Rosa, at the bottom of the ladder. One moment.
Wait. That was the only torch.
Here you go. Rosa had an extra headlight.
Great. Hand me those pliers and the spool of red and white wire.
Now, how long do you think it can take?
The following are several brief sections of audio from Mr. Heath's camcorder, in the possession of Mr. Thorninson at the time.
No, I've got this. And this is the sword.
You should wait until we reach the village.
Keep hold of the rope.
Citigroup group will be happy with how much this mission has accomplished.
Good. Are you looking forward to seeing your daughters?
Oh, God, yes. It's going to be their birthday soon, too.
We should be getting close.
We just reached the entrance to the village. It's still magnificent. I wonder if it looks blue during the summer as well.
Jonas, put the camera away until you rappel down.
Shit!
You're fine. With both feet down. Jonas, are you ready?
I want to get into the main building. Wait, did we bring the heart back?
No, it would have woken Karina to get it.
Have you seen everything yet?
Could you show me some of the objects you spoke of earlier? The whale oil lamp or the old coal stove?
This way.
That's tiny.
A few rocks must have fallen.
Jonas, give me a hand.
Grab that side.
There are stairs here.
Up?
Down.
Oh.
Are we going down?
Do you want to?
Yes and no.
Does it look safe?
Sounds sturdy. Dark. Everyone turn on your lights.
You okay back there, Jonas?
Yeah, the camera's just not picking up any light.
I can't see the bottom yet.
Graham, take a few steps forward and turn around. What does this look like to you? The stairs.
Teeth.
Fuck. Why is everything teeth?
Wait, up there. Hurry.
What?
Kastner, Rosa, I saw someone. They were tall and dark like our snowsuits on the other side of the entrance where we came in.
We're leaving. Rosa, take my ice axe.
What? No, I just saw someone over there. Why would you act that way?
It's the only way out, Jonas. Just follow me. Shit.
What is it?
I don't know.
What? What's up there?
Did you see statues earlier?
These ones? Yes.
No. Look past my left shoulder. Through the door.
Oh, merda. Those were not there before.
I can't see up there. What's going on?
We are going to move slowly. Follow me, and don't do anything until we reach the rope to the cave.
The following comes from Mr. Thornison's notepad.
Ég sá eitthvað. Svo söguna fjallum, þar sem við segjum börnunum þess að þið forðist læki, svo þið forðist óbyðina. Ég held að það sé það sem sá.
I saw something. I think we tell children stories about to keep them from the water, to keep them from the wilds. I think it's what she saw, Karina. Those grim things we tell the little ones to keep them from the woods, partial truths. I saw the statues too. The feeling of recognition was frightening and overwhelming. I reached out for one and its carved surface cut me right through my glove. It burns, hurts with purpose, no pressure can subside. It's so small, no reason to worry Rosa and Karina's in such a poor state. What would Hilda think?
The following is an action report from Mr. Kasner. It was found torn out from the rest, crumpled into a ball, and thrown into the small trash bin near the transmitter. While the core is written in English, the first line is Russian, as well as the paragraph at the end. Russian is not one of the three languages permitted for reports submitted to the seizure group.
Там что-то есть, и это что-то не. Собирается нас отпускать. Извините, что говорил. Something is out there, and it doesn't want us to leave.
This concludes those documents related to the day that Dr. De La Torre, Mr. Kasner, and Mr. Thorninson descended again into the village and discovered not only a means of further descent, but the Black Rock statues. This completes the ninth collection of information regarding the repair team at Outpost Freestead. The White Vault.